Well, that was interesting. That insider out in Denver, Benjamin Albright, is that his name?
That's him.
Talking about Steelers having interest in Ayuk, Cortland Sutton, and a new one, DK Metcalf.
Notably absent Debo Samuel.
And then Brian McFadden's thing from yesterday saying, get ready for something big to happen. A lot of things, a lot of things have already happened with the Steelers, have just completely put to bed any narratives about them being, you know, a boring stay-at-home defenseman, if you will, Paul. They're going crazy here, and I like it. And here to talk about it is Brooke Pryor from ESPN. She's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Hello, Brooke. How are you?
I'm great. I'm, you know, just trying to keep up with all the rumors like everybody else. It's my favorite pastime of the offseason.
You're on video here, I see, which is very exciting. All three of us are on video.
Hello.
There we are.
We can see you.
Hi, Brooke.
I know. I'm trying. It's mirrored, and I'm trying to figure out, like, how to get my head in the frame. It's something you don't usually think about with radio, but, you know, we're working through it.
Yeah. This is very exciting. A strange sound came out of me that we want you to analyze in the last segment. We're gonna play the clip, Brooke, and then you and I and Paul will try to identify what this sounds like. I don't know why it happened, but our friend here, Austin, that you were just talking to, he was in the middle of his newscast, and a strange sound came out of me. We'll hear the original clip, and then we're going to focus in on the sound and try to identify it. Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready.
Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It only happened once, but upon repeat, let's hear that. Let's just hear the repeat one more time, and then we'll try to identify what this sounds like. Go ahead, Limits.
Brooke, we got
two things.
Go ahead. You got any ideas?
So, two things come to mind. One is when I step on my dog's squeaky toy, like a squeaky ball.
Yes.
The other is I have asthma, which is awesome and glamorous. And sometimes when I pretend I don't, and I'm wheezing, and like I get like a nice like high-pitched squeaking wheeze, especially like when my allergies are really bad.
Right.
That's what it sounds like. It's one of the two things.
Paul?
I just have no idea what that was, I'll be honest with you. But I like the stepping on the ball, you know, the squeaky ball.
Yeah, my dog Bailey, if you accidentally step on his foot or on his tail, this is exactly what it sounds like. Limits. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a little squeak.
Maybe a duck quacking.
I don't know if I could recreate that if I tried. Yeah, a little bit like a baby duck.
Yes. It could be
like
a baby duck.
Stepped on a baby duck, which I hope you don't.
No, I would never do that.
I do like that thought, Joe.
I wouldn't even, a baby duck?
If you accidentally stepped on your dog's tail, that is what a dog sort of whelping or whatever would sound like.
Yeah, I think that we are on top of that one. Thank you, Brooke. Now to the important stuff.
Oh,
you're welcome.
I mean, I really think that that's the most important thing, but sure.
It might be. Receiver, what's happening here? Zay Jones got released today. I wouldn't look at that as a high-profile move, but would that be a good move? And in lieu of that, do you think it's realistic that any of these big-name moves are going to be made by the Steelers?
You know, when I saw the Zay Jones news, my first thought was that feels much more realistic than any of the trade rumors for Debo Samuel or DK Metcalf or Brandon Ayuk or Cortland Sutton. The thing that I keep coming back to is that the Steelers used a third round pick on Roman Wilson. And that's not to say that Roman Wilson is as good as Brandon Ayuk or Cortland Sutton or any of those guys. But I don't see the rationale in using a high pick like that. Yes, it's a day two pick, but like that's still a pretty valuable pick on a receiver when you know that you're working on this big deal for a veteran wide receiver. That's what I keep coming back to. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but when I engage in rational thought, which is a wild concept for Twitter, that's what I keep coming back to. And adding someone like Zay Jones, who is talented, a free agent now because he's been released. You don't have to give up draft capital or, you know, another vet, something like that, to get him. That feels much more responsible and plausible to me.
Well, I think you look at the names, you know, yesterday I think there was even some stuff about Devontae Adams perhaps being one of the guys.
I didn't even see that.
Perhaps being one of the guys they're targeting. I saw, you know, maybe revisiting Justin Jefferson, Ayuk, Deebo Samuel. I mean, Brooke, at some point, maybe we need to move beyond some of this silliness. Would you agree with that? Or do you think that there's a possibility one of these big names is coming here?
I mean, look, the off season is for dreaming, and Omar Khan has made a number of bold moves since he took over as general manager that I think allows these dreams to even exist in a way that before it would have felt totally nonsensical to even entertain the thought that any of these guys could be coming to Pittsburgh. But I also think in having conversations with people around the league that if any of these deals were going to happen, they would have happened before the draft so that these teams would have had an opportunity to draft a replacement. Now, that does suggest that, well, the 49ers did draft Ricky Pearsall, so maybe they could want to part with one of their receivers. But I still think that if that were to happen, that's maybe a little bit farther off, just seeing where Ayuk's negotiating lands with the Steelers or with the 49ers because he does want a new deal. That I think would take a little bit longer to play out than something that would happen right now. But you know, what else are we going to do until rookie minicamp starts here in a week and a half? Like, there's nothing to do but dream and speculate. So have at it. You know, we got to talk about something.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Social media's biggest loser, Malsy, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Brooke Pryor from ESPN, kind enough to join us here in the 1 o'clock hour. Brooke, the Steelers draft universally commended here. I'm wondering if you agree with all of that and who your favorite pick that they made was.
Yeah, I think I saw a composite on Twitter yesterday that someone put together of all of the most notable draft grades. And I think the GPA was a 3.92. which is significantly higher than my GPA was in college. So they passed with flying colors. I agree. I think it was a really good draft because I think that the Steelers didn't get cute. I think that they said, all right, here are the needs we have. Here's what we're going to address. I think it says a ton about Omar Khan in how he's evolving as a general manager, that he didn't feel the need to wheel and deal. And he stayed true to the board, didn't trade up, didn't trade down, saw what they wanted, and they were able to execute it, and he was patient. I think my favorite pick of that group is Zach Frazier, because he is, a ready-made starting NFL center. I do think it's a little nerve-wracking when you look at the last time they drafted a center or a guard turned into a center in Kendrick Green. That didn't go great, obviously, but I think that this is a different situation. I think I was really impressed when he came in and did his interview with the media the next day. Really smart guy. I love that he does woodworking. I think that it's just a good pick, and I think they got really good value for that pick, and they didn't have to reach for a center in the first round, which I'll admit that's what I mocked because I didn't think that Troy Faotanu would be available at pick 21, and there he was. So it worked out really well.
You looked at the draft, and of course, because we are never happy as sports writers and people in the media, you came out of the draft, were there some areas, Brooke, where you said, you know, they probably still need to fortify a little bit here or there, or there are a couple position groups or whatever that you think that maybe they still need to do some work on between now and whenever, I don't know, OTA, minicamp, whatever the hell, you know, we do, activities, you know, foot, whatever the hell we call these things. Is there some work to be done?
Is there a question?
Yes, there is. It's not a finished product. Yeah. There is work to be done, both in asking questions and fortifying the Steelers roster. I think that the cornerback position is one that they still have some work to do. I know they took a guy there in the sixth round, Watts, but to me, that's not enough. That's why it wouldn't surprise me if Bryant McFadden's tweet about the Steelers landing a playmaker has something more to do with corner than it does wide receiver, because that's a group that Joey Porter Jr. needs some help. I do think that it also speaks to how they feel about Dante Jackson, that he's someone that internally they viewed as under the radar in Carolina, and that he can be a starting corner, but he just needs more of an opportunity and he needs to stay healthy. I'm also interested in Corey Trice and how he pans out, but I still don't feel great about the depth. There's a lot more question marks there than I would feel comfortable with going into training camp. So that's the area, maybe safety too. I know they got Deshaun Elliott and he seems really good, really versatile. Also a fun interview, which is how you can see I judge most of the Steelers pickups, but I think secondary is where they need to do the most work.
Brooke Pryor from ESPN joining us. Brooke, yesterday, myself and Paul and Bob Pompiani, now that the offseason, you know, things could still happen, some things, but largely the free agent gains and losses, the draft has occurred. This is kind of what these teams are going to look like. I think Paul picks Baltimore. Who'd you pick? Baltimore. Cincy, Pittsburgh, that order?
Yes.
And Cleveland. I picked Cincy, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Cleveland, and so did Bob. Right now, what would be your picks in the AFC North? How do you think this division's going to finish?
I think I'd go Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland. I still have questions about Cincinnati because of Joe Burrow's health. I think that wrist, hand, whatever that weird injury was that he had late in the season where he couldn't grip the ball that ended his season, I need to see him throwing a football before I feel better about moving them up in the AFC North, because an injury like that, to me, can be far more devastating than a lower body injury, because that affects everything. Lower body, you're less mobile, but there are ways around it or ways to kind of compensate. You can't grip and throw the football. That there's no way around that. So I need to see how that is before I feel good about moving them up. But I do think that Baltimore, to me, is still the odds-on favorite. But Pittsburgh, with the moves that are made, I think redoing the quarterback room, sometimes, you know, you can say, well, this is just change for change's sake. But I think that these are moves that are made that improve the team as a whole and should make them hopefully not fighting for a playoff spot late in December. And I say that because I'm tired of living and dying with every single week. I know everyone listening is too, that it would be nice to have that wrapped up before week 17 and 18. But I think that this is a stronger team and a stronger roster overall coming out of free agency in the draft.
You know, starting with them hiring Arthur Smith, if you really think about all of the moves they've made, suggests they have a very clear plan that they want to be a big physical team that really, you know, basically controls the ball and can run at teams whenever they want to. It's really kind of been a game plan, so to speak, that's been executed about as well as it could, hasn't it, Brooke? Am I reading too much into all of the moves they've made? It seems like even the defensive moves, it seems like they want to get back to really being sort of an old-fashioned team. And if they do that, I think that I agree with you. I think they have a chance to be pretty good.
Yeah, I think that this is – everything that was done feels like this is a Steelers football team that wants to be a smash-mouth team, that wants to get back to the identity that the Steelers have had for such a long time and being just a physically mauling team. I feel like there was a lot of times in the last couple of years where that was – what they wanted to do, but then got too cute and kind of tried to big brain it and think, well, maybe if we went about it this way, if we added in all of these motions and all of these other things, maybe we can win that way. And I think this is the organization saying, no, we know what works here. Even as the NFL changes, if we are a team that builds out from the trenches on both sides of the football, we've got TJ Watt, we've got Cam Hayward still, we've got now this big offensive line. I think that's what they see as the way forward. And I think it's smart. I mean, in a league where you have high scoring offenses with just, you know, all of these playmakers at quarterback, why not build a team that controls possession and that just absolutely gets after the quarterback? To me, that's the way to beat these teams like the Chiefs, like the Ravens, like Cincinnati. If you don't give their quarterback the football to make these plays, then they can't, you know, get up ahead, score a lot of points if you're just maintaining possession and dominating that time of possession. So I think that they had a game plan, and so far they've executed it perfectly this offseason.
Brooke, we really appreciate you taking the time. Sorry we were a little bit late. And also thank you for analyzing the little squeaking sound. That was very special.
I'm here for all of your sound analysis needs.
Yes.
Thanks again. Great stuff. Read Brooke on ESPN.com. Thank you, Brooke.